Well, okay, it would raise the ocean level, and then the ocean would freeze again, and what would happen? It would sink, and what about our farm pond, to put it on a smaller scale? Couldn't fish anymore. All the fish would be dead. Truman, Lake of the Ozarks, sorry, folks, no more fishing. Right? But you see, water is a miracle of God because ice floats. And guess what it does? It insulates all the life down here from the cold of the winter. You ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? Hey, if you're awake out there, say amen. All right, I just want to make sure I wasn't talking to myself here. Hope you all out there on the radio are listening in. But anyway, no, seriously, it is a true miracle of God that ice floats. It really is. I want you to take that home and think about that. All right, water by scientists is considered a universal solvent. A universal solvent. So why is water a universal solvent, and what makes it that way? It's considered a universal solvent because it is covalent, or a polar covalent. And this is what it looks like. Oxygen is a bigger element. It's got more electrons, so it has a negative charge. And that causes the stronger pull causes the electrons of the hydrogens to be in between. And so you have a positive charge down here. Well, Eric, what in the world does that have to do with anything? Well, guess what? Those chemicals that have a positive charge dissolve in water. Those chemicals that have a negative charge dissolve in water. Those chemicals that really don't have any charge still dissolve in water because of that chemical, the way that is, that covalent bond that is in water. Matter of fact, even oil, who has no charge, can create an amalgamation, which is a small mixture of oil and water. Right? So water, that is why water is called a universal solvent, because just about anything will dissolve in water. This, in combination with the fact that it is so abundant on this earth, allows water to have a tremendous use in our everyday waters. Praise God, it dissolves coffee, right? According to the latest estimates from the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. population grew about 7% between 95 and 2000 to approximately 281 million people. In the same time frame, public water use grew 8% to 44 billion gallons per day. Think about that for a minute. This means that each person in the U.S. uses approximately 160 gallons of water per day. That was in 2000. And that is public water use. That doesn't include those of us who use well water. Public water use. Wrap your mind around that. As our population continues to increase, our water resources remain the same. Let me put it another way. In a general sense, we have the same amount of water on earth now as Adam and Eve did. Except now, we have, I think, 8, 9, 10 billion people living on this planet. By the way, just an aside here, have you ever considered the fact that the water that you drink was previously filtered probably by a dinosaur, by Adam, by Abraham, or Moses, or Ruth, maybe even Jesus? Talk about recycling, right? All right, pollution. Water is definitely an awesome chemical, but because of the fact that, you know, it holds the chemical to be a universal solvent. The scientists call it a universal solvent because of all it dissolves. That is the very same reason that we have to be good stewards of the gift that God has given us. Now, we go up to the BWCA. Anybody here know what the BWCA is? No one here? Wow, Jamie, we have got to take this church up to the BWCA. That's Boundary Water Canoe Area. We go up north of Lake Superior is where we like to go. My brother-in-law introduced our family to that. It's an awesome thing. Just a few years ago, Paul and I were going out on Fall Lake, right, to fish. And you know in those pictures you see the canoe disappearing into the fog in front of you? I mean, that's the way it is. It's just gorgeous up there. That same day, an eagle flew over me, and I swear if we reached up our fishing poles, we could scratch its belly as it flew over. You could hear the wind going over its wings. That's how close he was to us as we were in our canoe. We go up there because it is probably one of the best places in my life I've been able to experience God.